Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take, and DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurman is back to talk to us about today's food and vaccine drive. It is taking place today, June 5th, using the CARES Act. This is a monthly effort to combat food insecurity, and today they will also provide easy access to vaccines. According to the New York Times, our county, DeKalb County, is still a high county for rates of transmission, as are most of Metro Atlanta. And right now, the only people dying from COVID-19 are those who have not been vaccinated. So this is a wonderful chance to get vaccinated during the food drive. CEO Michael Thurman, thanks for taking the time to speak to us, and welcome back to The Local Take.
Good morning, Ms. Primus, and thank you so much for inviting me to come by and to discuss critical issues in our community.
Well, food insecurity has been a challenge for a long time, but we're now also facing vaccine hesitancy. And this is a perfect chance for people who have questions or who haven't been able to get to one of the major sites to get vaccinated. What do you want people to know about the vaccines that'll be on hand?
Well, first, on Saturday, June 5th, at four locations throughout DeKalb County, we will be distributing, as we have in the past, some 3,600 boxes of fresh fruits and vegetables and protein. But during this distribution, because of the challenges associated with increasing vaccination rates in communities of color, we will be offering vaccines for those who stop by at one of the four locations. So it's an opportunity to fight food insecurity, but also to protect yourself and your family from the COVID-19 virus.
Now, we know that the rules change, and everyone age 12 and up is eligible to receive the vaccination. But, you know, the mass sites are getting ready to close, and this is a good option for folks who want to stay close, you know, at home in the community. It's just a short ride away or a short walk away to, you know, a church or a school to get the vaccine. Are we going to do any incentivizing of people to get vaccines? How do we move beyond the current count to get more people vaccinated?
Great question. Well, first and foremost, we want to make it more convenient, which is why we are combining these two activities together. Over the last 6 weeks, we've actually had mobile vaccination units coordinated by the DeKalb Fire Rescue. Our EMTs are going into homes of senior citizens and disabled citizens around DeKalb County, providing the vaccine at home. So this is the first of an ongoing strategy we're putting in place. Now, you mentioned something important, the fact that there's still a high transmission in Metro Atlanta. But it's even, I was surprised, to be honest with you, that in DeKalb County, only 25% of our African-American residents have been fully vaccinated. Only 23% of our Hispanic and Latino residents are vaccinated. So we have a long way to go to make sure people of color have gotten access to the vaccine and are taking the steps to protect themselves. Only 25% of black folk living in DeKalb County are fully vaccinated.
And now, as you mentioned, this is going to be distributed in the neighborhood. So it's at the James Hallford Stadium right off Memorial Drive in Clarkston, the Farmer Kmart store on Buford Highway right at I-285, the Buck Godfrey Stadium over in Clifton Springs in Decatur, and New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest. So these are literally places that most people can take a bus to, you can walk to, they're in our neighborhood. What else do we have to do to make people feel comfortable enough to get the vaccination?
Well, continue to do what WCLK has been doing throughout its history, which is to educate and inform and enlighten the listeners. And we're asking other media, in particularly media focused on people of color, to provide information to those who may have concerns, legitimate concerns around safety and so forth. I don't poo-poo those who still have questions. But we have to also, at the end of the day, make some conscious decisions. The questions that are to be answered are weighed against the threat that this disease poses the people in our community. We know that a disproportionate number of African Americans have become infected and lost their lives. We've had over 960 DeKalb County residents who've succumbed to the COVID-19 virus since March of last year. 960. This is a crisis and ongoing pandemic that's causing so much pain and suffering that we must take every step possible to mitigate and ultimately overcome.
Now, you mentioned the food boxes that are also going to be given out this afternoon and this morning at those four locations. And food insecurity continues to be a challenge. Can you tell us about the food boxes? You mentioned fruits and vegetables and protein.
Yeah, this is a Georgia-grown box, and that means that we are partnering with farmers in rural Georgia, South Georgia in particular. We are purchasing fresh Georgia-grown and produced products and redistributing them in DeKalb County in the urban setting for families who are faced with food insecurity. One out of every four children in DeKalb County faces food insecurity during the course of any month throughout the year. It's a real, real crisis and challenge. So there will be fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh out the vine, right out the field, a dozen of eggs produced here in the state of Georgia, and 10-pound packages of a chicken hindquarter. One thing I really want to emphasize, you do not have to get a vaccine in order to be eligible for the fruits and vegetables. If fruits and vegetables are fresh come, first served, we're offering the vaccine because it's convenient. Unfortunately, because of the crisis, people began to line up at 7 a.m. in the morning for the 10 a.m. distribution. And by 8 o'clock, typically there are 300 or 400 cars waiting at each one of the locations, close to 2,000 people. So while we're waiting, we want to offer this very convenient activity to get access to the vaccine to protect yourself from the virus.
Now, we talked about this last time. Things were opening up. Schools opened in DeKalb County. We started to see school buses going around. What does the future look like for our county as things continue to open up? Businesses, you know, restaurants, everything is on a plan to open up in the near future.
I'm hopeful, but can I share with you my greatest concern? Things are reopening. People are discarding their masks. Not necessarily socially distancing themselves anymore. But the reality is what I stated earlier. We're doing this, but still only 25% of Black folk are vaccinated. So if you're in a room with 10 African Americans, more than likely 7 of them have not been vaccinated. I don't believe that we can afford to take the mask off to stop socially distancing ourselves and not take advantage of the vaccine. We are placing ourselves in a very vulnerable position. We may have forgotten that 12 months ago, we had a declining rate of infection in Georgia. What we've forgotten is that once the temperature, I think, exceeds 90 degrees, people will be forced back inside. And we know that the virus is more transmittable inside than outside. If we don't get vaccinated, we could be at great risk going forward into the summer.
And I just want people to know the only people dying from COVID-19 right now are people who are not vaccinated. And all you have to do to prevent yourself from dying is to get the vaccination.
It's simple, isn't it, Ms. Bonner? I mean, it's a simple scenario. And the options are life and death. Choose life for yourself and choose life for your family and your loved ones.
Well, I think this is great. Our CEO is trying to encourage people to get vaccinated and not just telling you to get vaccinated, but making sure that you can go to a vaccinated site in your community, in your neighborhood today and get the vaccine. I'm going to give those locations again. the James Hallford Stadium, which is right off Memorial Drive in Clarkston, the Farmer Kmart store on Buford Highway, which is right at Buford Highway and I-285, the Buck Godfrey Stadium, which is right over in Clifton Springs in Decatur, and New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest. So just head to those locations this morning, this afternoon, pick up some food, and get your vaccination. CEO Michael Thurman, thanks so much for sharing this information with our listeners.
Thank you, and thank you to WCLA for being a partner and helping us to strengthen and save and inspire our communities.